listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, well, it is Wednesday. You know what that means. It's halfway to the weekend, halfway to the Christmas weekend in this case. It is Wednesday, which means it's hump day, which means it's also this thing we call the Grand Council, where I bring in two of my brethren and talk radio. We opine and ping each other with questions about the issues of the day. Let me introduce them real quick and call the roll. So from 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN up in Huntsville, host of the Dale Jackson Show, also writing for Yellowhammer News. Dale Jackson, are you here? You are indeed. Stand at ease. And then also from FM Talk 106.5 down yonder in Mobile, host of the Jeff Poor Show, and also, by the way, the editor-in-chief for 1819 News, Jeff Poor. Are you with us?
I am present.
You are indeed. All right. Well, I pronounce a quorum, so Grand Council is in. Hit it, buddy.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ba-da. Ba-da, ba-da. All right, I'm going to go ahead and take the first question this time because there's nothing else more important in the world right now. Colorado Supreme Court rules that Trump should come off the ballot, finds him guilty in absentia of insurrection. Did they finally get him? Is this where they get Trump? Have they finally gotten him? Your thoughts on it, Jeff Poor?
No, they're doing him a favor here. I think he's like, please, Colorado Supreme Court, please don't do this. Anything but this. No, and this will undo me, and then we know how this ends. I mean, there's no way it stands.
No, I totally agree. I think what you're also implying is he gets a bump in the polls, right?
I think so. I think a big bump in the polls. It's just like people don't like being told what to do, and this kind of reeks of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Dale Jackson, weigh on it, man.
Yeah, they get him. This is where they get him. This is where they get him elected. I mean, this whole thing is stupid. This continues to be stupid. And they've done a fantastic job doing the opposite of what they actually desire. So unless what they desire is getting him elected.
Well, I mean, and I look at it, but okay, the three of us sit here, and granted, we live this stuff, breathe this stuff, think this stuff all every day. But it's not like they don't either. So let me quickly throw my follow-up question. Knowing that this is an inane argument, then why are they celebrating? Why did they do it?
Want him to be the nominee.
You think they want him to be the nominee? Okay,
yeah,
so you're saying...
of course they do. They think at the end of the day, when all push comes to shove, everyone will come back together on the left, and they will vote to stop the orange man. I mean, that's what they think is going to happen. They thought it in 2016, they were wrong. They thought it in 2020, they were right. And now they think it now.
Jeff, you agree with that?
No, and he's giving them too much credit. I think they deep down really do believe that this is where they got him. That they're starting a movement here, and the Supreme Court is going to affirm this decision because of the sound legal reasoning of the Colorado Supreme Court, and the other states are going to follow, and they're going to stop him. I think that's why they literally think that. I mean, there's some probably playing this 3D Chinese checkers or whatever you want to call it, but like you tune into like MSNBC and you watch the way they're trotting out these like George Vance types, and they really believe this is where they got him.
Ah, well, we'll see. I personally think that they have. I agree with Jeff. I think they. I don't give them enough credit to think that this is. We need to advance his case. We need to make sure he's like. I think that they are actually out there thinking they got him, and I think they're about to get their backsides handed to them by the Supreme Court. That's my thought. Dale, next question. What do you got?
All right. It's sort of on the same thread. Jeff's just kind of touched on it right there. You're a former lawyer. You guys know the law. You're not idiots, most of you. Joyce Vance, you send her out on TV. She says things that she knows aren't true, about stuff like this, about how the Supreme Court's going to uphold this. They're going to leave it to Colorado. They're not involved in state election law and all this other crap. It's like, give me a break. The federal government meddles in election law every single day. I mean, what is this insanity? Why do your fellow lawyers go on television and tell lies over and over and over again? And why is there no penalty for that?
First of all, why'd you call me a former lawyer? What was that about? Was that a slight?
Fellow
lawyer. Buddy's looking at me. Are you not a lawyer anymore? Joyce Vance is a knucklehead. So the reality is there's a variety of reasons why the Supreme Court takes something up. One, it's a question of constitutional issues, federal law. Secondly, it's also because it's what they might refer to as a diversity question or a multi-jurisdictional conflict of laws. If you've got New Hampshire wrestling with the same case right now, you've got Colorado ruling one way, you've got Minnesota and Wisconsin, which they did throw out the same type of case, then what you have is a conflict of laws, and the only thing to do is centralize it and make a decision that tells everybody, here's what you're supposed to be doing. I think the Supreme Court almost has to take it up just to reconcile the conflicts provision, but at the same time, deal with the fact that it was a direct affront to the 14th Amendment. So I really do believe that you're going to wind up seeing the Supremes having no choice but to take it up. And I already will hazard, I think at least one, maybe two of the Democrats or the liberal side of the bench will actually side with the Supremes, the rest of the Supremes on the right side, and send it back to Colorado with a rebuke. Jeff, your thoughts?
No, I you know better than I would. Why do they trot out Joyce Vance and these pseudo intellectuals? Because it's just confirmation bias. But it is really remarkable how much sophistry is being pumped out into the ether here on this one, and how brilliant this is, and like there's like the Magna Carta, this decision from the Colorado Supreme Court. it's remarkable. Like the media have lost their damn minds on this.
The Magna Carta. That cracks me up. Jeff, third question for the first round. What you got for us?
So I'm going to take it away from this, and we're going to go to the first congressional district here in Alabama. We have a very interesting kind of conflict going on, and it is turning out to be a contest. It's not just who is the Trumpiest for once. Who has the moral high ground here? The Jerry Carl who voted for the NDAA, or Barry Moore who voted against it? And when I say moral high ground, I guess I should say, who has the moral high ground in the eyes of Republican primary voters?
Huh. Wow, what a great question. You're so off the topic I've been on all day. I look at it and think, I think that right now in today's climate, with conservatives being the base that are looking for a Freedom Caucus type, I think Barry Moore may have the high ground on that one, because he sort of like the Tuberville stance recently on the military confirmations, he took a stand that was hard and he knows it, even though he has Fort Rucker right there in his district. I think that Barry Moore potentially has the moral high ground on that vote. Dale?
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I mean, it's base versus the establishment, and the question is just who does this particular district favor. I think we should ask Beach Boy there, Jeff Poore, are there more Barry Moore types or Jerry Carl types in the district? I mean, that's really it. You would think more Barry Moore types are going to show up at the polls, but you would think the money would go to Jerry Carl, so that could play a role in it.
What are you hearing down there? What's the ear to the ground feel like down there?
Well, so Jerry says he's got to make Barry Moore own this vote. Like, he's got to hang it around his neck. It's going to be an albatross. He honestly believes that he can win the day by saying he voted for the NDAA and Barry Moore voted against it.
Yeah.
And they I mean, like, honestly, though, this is the Barry Moore's, like, it's kind of fascinating because you have a real distinction between the two candidates here, where Barry Moore is the opposite. Like, I'm not voting to renew FISA. That's insane. I'm not voting for this Ukraine funding or whatever it is. No. This is what my constituents want. The one thing I would say Barry Moore has going for him, they cut almost all of Mobile out of the first congressional district. It's now in a district with Montgomery. Now, and this is according to Barry Moore, the new first congressional district is the sixth most conservative district in the country with this. So, I mean, I don't know, like, Pace, if you want to lean in on conservative issues, and voting against the NDAA seems like the way you would go.
Yeah, I agree. I think somebody's giving Jerry Carl bad advice. I think if you try to throw Barry Moore into that briar patch, he may just laugh his way all the way to a re-election.
Here's an alternate take.
Yeah, what?
The election's what, in March? Who the hell cares? I mean, they're not gonna, nobody's gonna be talking about this. If someone's hanging their hat on this NDAA vote, they're idiots. There's a thousand other things they're gonna have to talk about. How much they love Trump and hate illegal immigrants. I mean, those are the things that people want to hear about.
But
don't tell me about the NDAA vote.
It's in June or something. I mean, March. This is 2 months away, and people make up their minds like 2 weeks out. You're dealing with a month and a half here. I mean, this is no small thing. This isn't like, oh, people will have forgotten by then. I mean, what else do we expect to come up between now and then? I know a million other things, but what else would they disagree on to each of them that would come up, I guess, is the better question.
Well, I think right now, I think Jerry Carl's reaching for an issue that is probably not going to be his winning issue. That's where I would leave it. I mean, he struggled last time in Baldwin County. He doesn't know anybody in the Wiregrass where Barry Moore is strong. And he's trying to find a differentiating issue, and I really don't know that this is it, because in the end, all Barry Moore has to go is to stand there and go, so you're saying you would vote for Ukraine funding right now? So you're saying you would vote to renew FISA? Do you not care about our securities and our civil liberties? Isn't FISA how they investigated everybody in almost illegally? Anyway, I look at it, Russia collusion, is that what you're for? I just think that Barry Moore is going to mop him up with this if Jerry Carl's not careful. Hey, we got to go to a break, fellas. That's the end of round one. We're at the Grand Council. Jeff Poore from FM Talk 106.5 and 1819 News. Dale Jackson from WVNN up in Huntsville and Yellowhammer News. And just little old me, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just going back into round number two right now with the Grand Council. We're with Jeff Poore from FM Talk 106.5 and 1819 News, and Dale Jackson from WVNN up in Huntsville and Yellowhammer News. I think I got the first question, second round. So, all right, total shift of gears here. So military recruiting is in the tank right now. For the second, or is it third, maybe second year in a row at least, most of the branches of the U.S. military have not made their recruiting goals. We now have the weakest military in terms of size since pre-World War II. Smallest military we've had since 80 years. That being said, recent reports from the SecDef's office say it's because the economy is so good that people are looking for other alternative employment besides the military, and there's just fewer people out there to recruit from. Your thoughts, Sergeant Dale Jackson?
I don't think that's it. I think it is more likely than not that the real problem we're having here is a military that has lost a lot of prestige. I'm not going to pretend to say I joined rah-rah because I love America. I was 18 years old and had nothing going on in my life, so maybe I would be the type of person to say, if the economy was better, maybe I had a better job. I don't know. But the simple fact is that it's lost a lot of prestige. People don't want their kids to go in. That's having a part of it. I think the vaccine mandate's having a part of it. I think the fact that they're hostile openly to the type of people that normally join the military. So that's the type of problem you're having right now, and I don't think that ends anytime soon.
Jeff Poore, weigh in.
I think society is producing more beta males than it ever has. It's just what the standards and the norms of the culture are. And, the nudification of the public is having an impact on military recruitment. It just is not something in people's system anymore because it's like macho or masculine or something.
I think that's a part. I don't think that's entirely the only case. I mean, I do think that there are, if you have to go ahead and just use the term alpha males, but there's also alpha women. I mean, I still think there's those who will serve. And I think it's a fallacy. I lean more towards the issues that Dale laid out there, because I think you can go to any high school football game on a Friday night and you can watch the crowd and watch the players on the field and realize there is still a solid recruitable base of good solid red blooded Americans who don't mind playing hard. And I think you can get them in the military if you just had something that they wanted to be a part of and make it proud. All right, next question. Who was next? I think it's Dale. Go ahead. What you got?
Yeah, Aaliyah apparently is done with their investigation into the Stephen Perkins shooting. Indicator still not released. My guess is we'll see it on Friday, right before the holiday weekend and Christmas and all this other stuff. The shooting is apparently justified. The city of Decatur has bungled this thing from the very beginning, and I have a feeling we're going to see some real problems there when this comes out. Recently, they put some signs up at City Hall that said, "We love the police." And back the police, as I suggested somebody do, and then they made him take down a monument they had to this guy on the steps of the city hall. Is the city of Decatur, is this a city that needs to exist anymore? I mean, is this not a city that should be disincorporated and rolled into Morgan County? I mean, they've just completely destroyed all the goodwill they've had for... They've been growing for a long time. That's a city on the growth. Now they've lost a ton of police officers. They're down 40 cops, as all of us learned all this yesterday. And now you're also looking at the nickname of Little Chicago coming back. Drug officers have been off the street since this shooting took place. And all of it's been predicated on lies told by almost every single person involved in this, except for the police officers on the scene.
Is there a question here?
Yeah. Is the city of Decatur, does it need to exist?
Well, a short answer is yeah. I mean, I think the city needs to exist. Does the city might need a cleanup? Yeah, cleanup on aisle 7. I think we definitely see that. But this is the kind of thing something comes to the forefront like this, it creates a sweeping effect on the next municipal election cycle that they needed. And so my hope is that some of the same things you just described are going to wind up getting cleaned out, so to speak, in the next go round. Jeff, weigh in.
Bring back the city of Albany. City of Albany was once upon a time a part of Decatur, and they dissolved it. But after the Civil War, all the Yankees moved, the carpetbaggers lived in what they called Albany, and all the Southerners lived in Decatur, and then eventually they unified. But no, they bungled this, but life goes on, and we'll have another controversy probably in 5 years and talk about Decatur, because this seems to happen a lot in the city of Decatur.
Well, so, or we basically have is it's another Phoenix City. Go ahead and send in the National Guard, and Major General Crack Hanna, just go ahead and bring martial law and take over and fix it. This, you know, Alabama's on record as having the only violations of posse comitatus on record right now. Fellers, we're out of time. Let's do it again. Phoenix City. Redo. All right. Hey, that's the Grand Council. Jeff Poor, FM Talk 106.5 and 1819 News. Dale Jackson, WVNN up in Huntsville, and also with Yellowhammer News, and just me. And we're going to break. We'll be right back.